This is KUT. This time of year, thousands of visitors flock to Austin to network and to party, and thousands of Austinites still need to get up in the morning and go to their jobs. It's not easy, and as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, sometimes it's not even possible.
All right, I am standing on 7th and Neches Street, downtown Austin. Are we having a good time? You can hear the festivities all around me. Just listen to this. Yeah, how does anybody get any work done? Well, some people, they just can't. But to talk to them, I actually have to jump into my radio time machine. So check this out. Okay, I've gone back in time. It's a week before South by Southwest started, and I'm standing here on the same street corner, 7th and Neches. It's a lot quieter.
Yeah, it's the calm before the storm.
That's Lindsay Dixon. She's communications manager at Caritas of Austin. It's a service provider on this street that fights poverty and homelessness. I had to go back in time to see her because you can't really get to Caritas for a few days during South By. The city blocks the sidewalk and the street in front of it. You can't even get in the front door, so they shut down for a few days.
As a group trying to provide real services for people, it sounds like it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. You know, we understand that this is, part of the DNA of who Austin is, but it really does paralyze us in some ways.
The street's barricaded, so the clients can't get in. Volunteers don't want to pay inflated parking prices if they can even find parking, so the community kitchen closes. Dixon says some people can work remotely.
But as far as services and operations down here, we really do just close down shop.
Okay, now I'm going to get back in my radio time machine and head back into the thick of it, back into the present, or the future, my future, our present. You get it. Okay, I'm back, and I'm now in a bar in East Austin. I'm thinking we've heard from someone who can't work. What about the people that have to work?
Emily Darr manages the place.
If you wanted to take a little time off right now, could you be able to do that?
Well, if you're in this industry and have been in this industry for a long time, you know that it's no, you're not taking any time off this week. Or last week, maybe next week.
Even outside Austin's vast service industry, managers might keep special tabs on employees this time of year. After all, who wants to work with all this fun stuff going on? Killian Hagen is in marketing at the online shipping company UShip. Their offices are right next to the convention center.
It's a little hard to focus, I would say. There's a lot of thumping bass, a lot of people walking around. FOMO is real.
That term, FOMO, means fear of missing out.
Social media does not help that at all.
When you see your friends or coworkers checking into a venue to see a band that you love.
I think that doesn't make it any easier.
To fight the FOMO, UShip takes a relaxed approach during South by Southwest. Most employees can show up a bit late or take off for a show or a panel. The company even hosts its own party this time of year. They were setting that up when I visited.
You can tend to see the bags under people's eyes kind of get darker and darker as the week goes on.
So, some people have to work, some people can't work, and some people try to do both. But what's the best approach from a manager's perspective?
Ethan Burris.
Burris is a professor of management at UT Austin. He says giving workers leeway can actually boost productivity. It increases morale and an employee's sense of autonomy.
But on the other hand, employees can take advantage of that.
In the end, he says how much freedom you have probably depends on your job, especially if you're part of a team that depends on you showing up. If you're a university professor like Burris, you can make your own schedule.
I'm looking forward to some hiking and whitewater rafting.
And if you're a reporter, you're out here covering South by Southwest. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to check out a show. Hey, if you have a time machine, you can get away with these things. Mose Bushell, KUT News.